Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Nemaha Central Girls Head Basketball Coach Haddon Hilgen after a big win yesterday, but also winning on the 6th as well against Jefferson West. Let's start with that one, Coach. You guys defeat Jeff West 56-27. You guys able to win that one by a nice wide margin. Your thoughts on that one?
You know, it was a pretty tight first half. We kind of came out, you know, first team after break, and it took us a little while to get going. And I tell you what, once we flipped the switch in the third quarter, we were really good. That's one of our most efficient quarters of the year so far, putting up 26 points, and that really blew the game wide open for us.
And then you guys come back with an incredible defensive effort yesterday, winning against Riverside, who came into that game unbeaten by a final score of 42-31. And, Coach, you guys' defense really stepped up to the test.
Yeah, we definitely did. You know, they, number 20, the big girl inside, is a really good player, one of the best in 3A in all state. And we did a really good job to make her work for everything she got. Also, we locked down on their shooters and didn't give them any open opportunities and kind of hurried them up. Really, the only thing that I probably wasn't pleased with was we gave up some transition points, which is something we need to get better at and communicate and not allow those to happen.
And after that, I mean, you guys take on Royal Valley, and this is a team that has had some ups and downs, but what are some things you know about this one?
You know, they're a scary team because there are times they can shoot the three ball really well, which is really scary for a coach to plan for. And I know they're well coached, and they'll play with a lot of energy going down there. Coach Boucher does a great job with them, so we know in this league we get everybody's best shot. Everybody wants a piece of us, so I know they're going to be ready for it, and we'll be up for that challenge as well.
Absolutely. And then you guys kind of get, after that game, you guys get one day off in terms of when you normally would play a game. You guys then would play in the Wellsville Invite, and kind of looking forward to that. What are some things you know about possibly the field for that?
You know, it'll be rather really tough field down at Wellsville again. It always is. We get to play some bigger schools, which is always fun. We don't know much about them yet, and obviously they don't know much about us, so that kind of makes it fun as well. We try to treat it like a postseason type atmosphere and preparation, so we're looking forward to that. But have a couple games to take care of before we'll kind of dive into that.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get to talk about that a little bit more here in the coming weeks. But one last question for you, Coach. As you mentioned, you guys are kind of the hunted. You guys are 6-0, 8-0 overall. How does your team stay in that mindset to keep playing one game at a time?
You know, we got a lot of things we got to work on, and the girls understand that. We still feel we're a young basketball team. We play, you know, four sophomores and, you know, three seniors. One of our seniors didn't play much varsity, you know, last year. So we feel we're still a young team, and we got a lot to learn every single game. And we're focusing on just improving some of our weaknesses and turning them into strengths and just becoming a better team throughout the year here. So I think that kind of keeps us grounded. Even though we're winning, we're relying on our defense to win those games. And hopefully we can work out some of those kinks offensively and become a really, really good team here down the stretch.
Great stuff as always, Coach. Thank you so much for your time, and best of luck coming up this week.
You bet, Jared. Take care. Thank you.
That was Nemaha Girls Head Basketball Coach Haddon Hilgen here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and House Feed.